Shut up, everyone. As you see, we are in a different location. We're not in our studio. We are at our home. Right now, I just fought for a couple of minutes of quiet. My kids are out. This is war in Israel. Everybody needs to be near a shelter. In our home, we are blessed to have a sheltered room. So we are quite secured. And whenever there's a siren, it happens quite often, we run to the secure room. I'm recording this on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're going to read the weekly portion of Shlach Lecha with the famous story of the spies. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the request of the people, is sending spies to check off Israel. The scene of the spies is so big, it will change the history because of the sins and because of the cry. The people of Israel will dwell in the desert for extra 40 years because of this scene. When they question the land and in Israel. I want to talk about it in retrospect of what happened last week. In last week's portion, we read, and I've talked about, the scene of Miriam speaking bad about her brother Moshe. The connection between the two stories is very obvious. Don't you understand that some people and some places have different meaning than others? They're more important, than they're more holy, they're not like anywhere else. What happened last week was, Miriam looked at Moses, Moshe, and thought to herself, yes, there's another person here, and we can talk about him, and criticize him, and we can give our own approach and commentary of his ways. Because of that, Hashem says to her, don't you understand that my son, Moses, Moshe, is not like everybody else, is not a regular person, is not a regular servant of Hashem. When you talk about him, understand you're talking about a new level of a human. And next week, this week, when the people and the spies are going to look and observe and give their own commentary and explanation about what happens in the land, they will do it the same way. It was a relocation, and they searched for a new place. So they came, and they checked, and they decided, it's nice, it's not nice, it's secure, it's not secured. They gave criticism on the land, and then they gave their final verdict, it's a dangerous place, it's not a place to go. Who asks you? Who do you think you are? You came to a new location, and you're just judging it with your eyes? Don't you understand it's a new territory? It's a new land. This is the land of Hashem. This is a land where Hashem chose for you. Just like He chose Moshe, He chose this land. And when you look at it and you judge it, you need to understand you're not talking about a regular place. And with that, with this commentary, we're looking at the situation right now with Iran and we see miracle in front of our eyes. It cannot be more relevant. Look at the situation in our land. Right now, we have hundreds of thousands of people locked outside of Israel. Locked because the airport is closed. And this is probably the only country in the world where people are coming back and asking, we want to come to this territory. We want to go back to our land. We want to go back to this land of war. Who would come to a land of war? Who would come to a war zone? But this place is not like any other place. This is a place that Hashem's eyes is on 24/7, 365 days of the year. Everything that happens in this land is different. It's a miracle after a miracle. It's God's protection on the land. And when you see the missiles and rockets falling in Israel, and you're thinking to yourself, it looks really bad, and dozens of people already were killed. But it was nothing in compare of what was supposed to happen or what could have happened. And the only way and the only reason to explain it and what we see with our eyes is God's protection on the land. The scene of the spies came out of a situation where they judged the land like anywhere else. We now need to correct this sin. We need to understand where we're standing. We need to understand how this is the divine decision of God to put the people of Israel in the land. It's a place that God protects and saves. It's a place of miracles. It's a place that if you had any logic in you, you wouldn't choose living here. But it's a more than logic. It's God's protection, God's eyes, and this is a place that was chosen by Him. And with that, I want to wish only quiet, peaceful times to the inhabitant of the land. May God will destroy our enemy, and we will see in a very, very close, even before this video will be released, more miracles until total victory. Pray for us and continue to support and love Israel. Hopefully soon, we're going to be back in our studio. Shabbat Shalom.